Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 31st, 2017. Welcome to episode 29 of Amy Talks About Stuff. I promised I was going to talk to you from the St. Louis airport, and I am doing exactly that. They're going to start boarding any minute, but as usual, I'm in Group B. So I have a few minutes so I can record. I am traveling today via my usual technique of getting up well before dawn and getting on the earliest flight I can stand to get on so that I can be in Atlanta and still have most of the rest of the day to get my badge, which will take most of the rest of the day, I'm sure. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. This morning I had about 20 or 30 minutes to sit around in the airport in Omaha. So one of the things I did was it occurred to me to see if I still had my Breeze card, which is your stored value card that is your ticket to the MARTA light rail trains in the Atlanta metro area. And I had been looking for it in my box of cards. At home in my desk, I have a little plastic storage box that I use to keep cards for various things that I don't use very often. And I was surprised that I didn't see that one, but this morning it occurred to me to check. I wonder if I still have it in that one card folder section of my wallet, and sure enough, it was still there. Yes, I have been carrying that Breeze card around all this time since last year. I think it might even still have leftover value on it. I hope so, because I'm definitely using it to get from the airport to Peachtree Center Station downtown, if not both directions. We'll see what happens when I get there. I decided to fly in my Star Trek jersey again, same as I did last year. And as an airport update, for those of you who aren't aware, this was one of my regular segments on Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, was Amy Bowen's Airport Update, in which I talk about my experiences in airports, recorded live while I'm at them, usually while I'm walking through them. We used to have a voicemail line for that, but nowadays I use SoundCloud. This is a St. Louis airport, which is one of the places I usually connect when I'm flying southwest, which I do exclusively, and when I'm going anywhere in the eastern U.S., it's usually either here or Chicago. I think the last time I was here was, I can't remember if it was last year's Dragon Con, but I remember the first time I connected here was, the May 2016 Disneyland trip with my, or Disney World trip, excuse me, with my family. And we had lunch at the Burger King over here in the Southwest Terminal, which I walked past to get to my gate. This is the first time I've ever actually had to go turn a corner to get to the other part of E Concourse to get to my gate. So that was a new experience this year. There's quite a lot of construction going on. Apparently, there's going to be a new Starbucks and a new lounge in this area sometime in the relatively near future, according to the signs that you can see here. Been a smooth flight so far. I consider myself unbelievably lucky not to have encountered any air delays this time around. And I didn't notice anyone. One of the funny things was that when I was going to Star Wars Celebration, back in April, I could tell who on my flight out of Omaha was also going to Star Wars Celebration because they were wearing their t-shirts from a previous Star Wars Celebration. This time, I didn't notice anyone in Omaha who was obviously going to Dragon Con, but here at my boarding gate going to Atlanta, there's at least a couple of people in their Star Wars t-shirts who I suspect probably are, and one person who decided to wear her kitty ear headband and tail, so I'm almost 99% sure she's also a fellow Dragon Con attendee. I love this. we can identify each other by our geek apparel. And it gets even more fun when we're arriving at and leaving Atlanta. It's pretty obvious who's there for Dragon Con. And it was pretty darn obvious who was at Orlando for Star Wars Celebration, too. Seemed like everybody was wearing their geeky t-shirts. I'm really looking forward to getting there. I hope to find a group to go with. Depending on my roommate's travel schedule, she might actually be able to drive me from the airport, but I will send her a message when I get there. I think that's about all I've got to say, and I've gone for about 5 minutes, so I consider that a good episode. Oh, one more thing. Before I go, I will moan about technology woes. I decided, no, not hauling my laptop with me. Not for this trip. It's absolutely not worth the bother. So that means there will not be another movie chat on Saturday. There will be either another Amy Talks About Stuff or another Thread Snippings on Saturday. Yes, I'm going to keep going with podcasting until Saturday, even though I don't have to, because I'm having fun with it. But I don't have a laptop. I brought my little cheap tablet with me. I checked. Web browser works. I can get into the SoundCloud website. I can get into the admin control panel for my personal site. So I should be able to... Oh, right. But I don't have any way to convert from Ogg Vorbis to MP3. Why SoundCloud picked Ogg Vorbis, I have no idea. I'll have to see if there's an app for that. I'm not sure that there is. If I have to pay the $10 for Boss Jock, I will. Anyway, so I just have the tablet, and I just now realized that I have no way to convert from Ogg Vorbis to MP3. And to my great dismay, I discovered yesterday that I misplaced my iPod. This is the first time I've ever gone anywhere without it in probably 5 years. I'm very ticked about that. Before I left, I installed the Kindle app on my phone so I could read ebooks, although I also have a paper book with me as well. And I am going to do my e-reading on my phone, my audio editing on my tablet, but I really love listening to music, especially when I'm on a trip. Probably going to have to learn how to do Google Play Music this weekend. I'm being dragged into their ecosystem, whether I like it or not. I hope I haven't permanently lost that iPod. But my group's lining up right now. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm sorry about the background noise. Talk to you later. Bye.